Unit 6. Face-to-face after 56 years. Page 33, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Picture 1.
In 1941, the Nazis entered Russia. Anna Bobkin, 17, was pregnant and living in Lushki, near St. Petersburg.
2.
The Nazis destroyed her town and burned down her house, so she gave birth to her daughter, Ludmilla, outdoors in a field.
3.
In 1942, the Nazis took Anna to a labor camp in Germany. She lost Ludmilla. "I don't know who took my daughter from my arms," she says.
4.
Anna lived through the war. Afterwards, she searched for Ludmilla, but couldn't find her.
5.
She emigrated to the U.S. and had two more children. But she couldn't stop thinking about Ludmilla. Was she alive? Where was she? Anna always put an empty chair at the dinner table for her lost daughter.
6.
Year after year, Anna wrote letters to the Soviet government. Finally, in 1963, she found out that Ludmilla was alive and living in Russia. They started writing, but there were restrictions against travel into or out of the Soviet Union. As a result, they couldn't get together.
7.
When the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, they began to make plans for a reunion.
8.
Finally, in 1998, after 56 years, Anna and Ludmilla met face to face in Boston. It was a dream come true. "I knew someday I would find her," says Anna, now 74. "Now my empty chair is filled."
Page 34, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
St. Petersburg, Russia. In 1941, the Nazis entered Russia. Anna Bobkin, 17, was pregnant and living in Lushki, near St. Petersburg. The Nazis destroyed her town and burned down her house. So she gave birth to her daughter, Ludmilla, outdoors in a field. In 1942, the Nazis took Anna to a labor camp in Germany. She lost Ludmilla. "I don't know who took my daughter from my arms," she says. Anna lived through the war. Afterwards, she searched for Ludmilla, but couldn't find her. She emigrated to the U.S. and had two more children, but she couldn't stop thinking about Ludmilla. Was she alive? Where was she? Anna always put an empty chair at the dinner table for her lost daughter. Year after year, Anna wrote letters to the Soviet government. Finally, in 1963, she found out that Ludmilla was alive and living in Russia. They started writing, but there were restrictions against travel into or out of the Soviet Union. As a result, they couldn't get together. When the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, they began to make plans for a reunion. Finally, in 1998, after 56 years, Anna and Ludmilla met face to face in Boston. It was a dream come true. "I knew someday I would find her," says Anna, now 74. "Now my empty chair is filled."
Page 35, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
Anna gave birth to her daughter Ludmilla during World War II. She lost her in a labor camp a year later. Anna lived through the war. And searched for Ludmilla but couldn't find her. She moved to the U.S., but couldn't stop thinking about her daughter. Finally, Anna found out that Ludmilla was alive in Russia. They made plans for a reunion. And after 56 years, they met face to face.